Good morning. This is Mose with the daily inspiration for this day. Praise the Lord. God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried, and who is a rock save our God? These verses are taken out of 2 Samuel 22. And I'm just so glad that God is my rock. God is my rock. God is my strength. God is my power. This week, I would like for kind of our theme to be God, as for God, his way is perfect. And God is my strength and power. He maketh my way perfect. I would also like to look at Hebrews 11 this week and consider the heroes of faith. I'd like to start reading here in Hebrews 11:1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The substance of things hoped for. And so, what is the substance of things hoped for? It says the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it being dead yet speaketh. You know, I often wondered why it says that Cain, or why God did not accept the sacrifice of Cain. I read a very interesting commentary here yesterday, and it said that the reason that Cain's sacrifice was not acceptable is that he brought he brought a sacrifice, and he made a sacrifice to God, but he did not bring a sacrifice acknowledging his own sin. He did not The sacrifice that he brought was a thanksgiving offering unto God. And it was not an atonement offering. So therefore, God could not accept his offering because he was not acknowledging his own sin. All he was doing was thanking God that God is, and that he... I'm not sure just exactly how to explain all that, but he was bringing a thanksgiving offering. And God, I believe God taught. God taught man what to bring as a sacrifice. Let me just read this. What Abel did by faith, he offered up a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, a more full and perfect sacrifice. That after the fall, God opened a new way for the children of men to return to him in religious worship. This is one of the first instances that is upon record of fallen men going in to worship God. And it was a wonder of mercy that all intercourse between God and man was not cut off by the fall. After the fall, God must be worshipped by sacrifices, a way of worship which carries in it a confession of sin and of the desert of sin and a profession of faith in a Redeemer who was to be a ransom for the souls of men. That from the beginning there has been a remarkable difference between the worshipers. Here were two persons, brethren, both of whom went, actually they were brothers, you know, twin brothers at that, both of whom went in to worship God, and yet there was a vast difference. Cain was the elder brother, but Abel has the preference. It is not seniority by birth, but grace that makes men truly honorable. The difference is observable in their persons. Abel, the Bible says, was an upright person, a righteous man, a true believer. Cain was a formalist, had not a principle of special grace. It is observable in their principles. Abel acted under the power of faith. Cain, only from the force of education or natural conscience. There was also a very observable difference in their offerings. Abel brought a sacrifice of atonement, brought of the firstlings of the flock, acknowledging himself to be a sinner who deserved to die, and only hoping for mercy through the great sacrifice. Of course, the great sacrifice being Jesus Christ. Cain brought only a sacrifice of acknowledgement, a mere thank offering, the fruit of the ground, which might and perhaps must have been offered in innocency. Here was no confession of sin. Cain did not make any confession of sin and no regard to the ransom. He did not make any acknowledgement as to the ransom that is to come. That is Jesus Christ. This was an essential defect in Cain's offering. There will always be differences between those who worship the true God. Some will compass him about with lies. Others will be faithful with the saints. Some, like the Pharisee, will lean to their own righteousness. Others, like the publican, will confess their sin and cast themselves upon the mercy of God in Christ. Now, this is a very real lesson for each one of us. We must confess our sins. We must confess before God and man that we are a sinner. We must confess that. We cannot depend on our own righteousness. Jesus, the Bible says that our own righteousness are as filthy rags. We just simply cannot depend on our own righteousness because it is no good before God. It is only, listen to this, it is only as we acknowledge our sinfulness, as we acknowledge our sin before God and man, then, looking to Jesus Christ, who became the perfect sacrifice that we, through him, might live. That is the only way. And that is where Cain missed it. Cain, yes, he did acknowledge God, and he did bring a sacrifice to God, but he did not look forward to the atonement of Jesus Christ. And he did not bring the atoning sacrifice. Therefore, God was angry with him. What am I doing? What are you doing? What kind of sacrifice am I bringing to God? Let's all ask ourselves, am I bringing the sacrifice just simply acknowledging God and ignoring my own sin? We were all born in sin. We were all born in sin. And unless we make the confession and allow the atonement of Jesus Christ to cleanse and to purify us, then we have no hope of eternal life. Just like Cain, we are banished for a life, for an eternity of destruction. So where are we at? Where are we at? God is my strength and power. He maketh my way perfect. You know, are we entering into that this morning? Are we entering into the Holy of Holies? Are we entering in? Are we allowing God to cleanse us through the confession of our sins? God desires to make us white as snow, pure and holy. He says, "Be ye holy, even as I am holy." So let us not be as Cain and just bring a thank offering, but let us bring a blood offering. Let us bring an offering that brings atonement through Jesus Christ, the precious blood that was shed there at the cross. And in order to do that, we must confess our sins. We must confess that we are a sinner. And by faith, come to the Lord Jesus Christ. So, I want to look at some more heroes of faith. And you know, there are many heroes of faith here in Hebrews 11. But you know, they are not near all listed here in the Hall of Fame in Hebrews. But there have been many heroes of faith. If we look back into history, we could name many heroes of faith, men who have been faithful to God. And you know, God will, at the day of resurrection, God will call those heroes of faith home if they were steadfast unto the end. And the same for us. If we remain steadfast to the end, he will call us home into eternal glory to be with him forever, to be forever free from sin. Oh, wouldn't that be isn't that an awesome thought? To be forever free from sin, to be forever free from sickness, free from all the calamities that befall us here on earth, forever to be with Jesus. Oh, what a glorious thought. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us be ready when he comes with that great shout, with that bright and morning star, when he comes in the clouds. Oh, praise the Lord. Let us be ready. Hallelujah. All glory and honor unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, God bless you for today. May you be touched, and may God be glorified. Amen.